Well, I'd tell him I'd be with him now in a few minutes.
All right. Now, suppose you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance to someplace. You ask somebody, how, what?
Well, I'd ask them to see was I on the right road. I'd ask them if I'm on the right road, isn't this the place?
All right. And if you didn't know the distance, let's say, you didn't know the distance to Huntsville, you might stop at a service station, you'd ask, what about the distance? How? What would you say?
Well, I say I stop your friend and ask you how far is it from here to Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably he might say, well, friend, you are 10 miles from here to Huntsville. I said, well, is I'm right on the right road to Huntsville? Say, yeah, you right on the right road to Huntsville.
Fine. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say what, Charlie? Maybe you and Roxy are sitting on the porch and you're just pointing out something out on the yard. What would you say? Like, maybe you saw a snake out in the yard?
Well, I say, I saw a snake out there in the yard, but I didn't get a chance to kill it. I'm going to watch for him next time so I can get to kill it.
And if you saw a mouse running across the floor here on the porch, what would you say? Just pointing out something real close by right there.
Yeah. I said, well, I seen a mouse running across the porch, and I wish the cat was out there to get him. And I'll put my cat out here so she can try to get him next time he runs across this porch.
All right. If you want to know how many times somebody goes to town, say how many times they go to town in a week, you'd say, how, what, do you go to town?
Well, I would ask them in this proposition. Friend, how often do you go to town?
Okay.
Well, he said, well, I go there maybe about twice a week, one day in a week, and Saturday. Uh-huh.
Now, let's say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, then you might say, what?
Well, I say, how come you ain't going to vote for him? He said, well, I don't want to vote for him. He ain't what he ought to be. He just want to get in that chair and then he do anything. I'm going to vote for so-and-so. And he say, ask me who I'm going to vote for. I tell him I'm going to vote for the same man he's going to vote for.
All right, Charlie, what do we call this up here?
Up here? You call it your forehead.
All right. What do we call this?
You call it your hair.
Now, suppose I hadn't shaved in a long time, what would I have on my face, Johnny?
You'd have whiskers.
Okay. And if these whiskers got real long, what would we call them? We'd say I had a what?
They'd say, you got some awful long whiskers.
All right. And what else would we call these whiskers? Maybe you say, you might catch your what in the car door. What would we call these whiskers?
Well, you said they did say he got mighty long whiskers and beard.
All right, that's right. What do we call this, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, and what would we call it if we're talking about the one on this side of the head?
What would you call it?
We'd say it's the which one when we're talking about just the one on this side of the head.
Well, they would call that the right one.
Now, what about the other one? We'd call it the
call
one.
It the left one.
Fine. Now, what do we call this?
They call it your tongue.
All right, and the whole thing here that you put your food into, what do we call it?
Call it your mouth.
Okay.